Good morning and welcome to A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart on News Talk 1400 WDWS. For over 60 years, East Central Illinois' daily gathering spot for conversation, dialogue, and ideas. You can join in on the phone, online, or via a text. Our phone number is 217-356-9397. Email talk at WDWS.com or text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 217-351-5357. Now, here's Brian Barnhart.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome to another week here in East Central Illinois. Glad you're with us. Monday, July the 23rd. Fair week over at the Champaign County Fair, and the weather is fair for the fair. And wow, what pleasant temperatures, cool temperatures in the evening, and only up to 81 today, slightly below normal. So we're enjoying that as we kick off another week here on Penny for Your Thoughts. Glad you're with us. I'm Brian Barnhart. Wherever you might be listening, whether it's in your car, your home, we listen online, do a lot of streaming. A lot of people listen that way. And you can reach us a variety of ways as well. And we have open line dialogue today here for the good part of both of these hours. 351-5357 is the Castle Heating and Cooling text line. Feel free to use that anytime during the show, no matter what we're talking about. And I'll review them. I see them as they come up, and we'll get them on the air as we work our way through the morning. You can also call us, of course, 356-9397. And you can email us, talk@wdws.com. A busy day today. We'll have the open line conversation, lots of news internationally with the president and Iran. That is the latest international story. Some other nationwide stories that you may have been following as well that have been in the news. And some local stories as well. Burnham Mansion, racial disparity in school discipline. Some of the local school districts are mentioned in that statewide study. What that means, we'll see. And what those numbers mean. And in fact, they're going to look at, scrap some of the early numbers from a few years ago and look closer at the upcoming, maybe some other numbers as well, more recent. So we'll see what goes with that. But we'll take a look at that here this morning as well. Charlotte Jolly from the Cunningham Children's Home for a couple of minutes later this hour to update us on their Honor 2 program. That'll take just a few minutes, and then back to the open line time the rest of this morning. Tomorrow at this time, I'll be sitting live on Radio Row from up at the Big Ten Media Days there in Chicago. So we'll look forward to that tomorrow morning from 9 to 11, working on getting a couple of guests lined up anyway to give us the big picture from the Big Ten Conference perspective, but also nationwide and across the Big Ten. And we'll also take your phone calls, emails, and texts throughout the morning as well as we are in Chicago tomorrow to cover that. Big Ten Media Day actually starts today. That's today and tomorrow. And they split it up between the 14 teams, 7 today and 7 tomorrow. And Illinois happens to be tomorrow. We'll have coverage from there. Steve Kelly will be here, but we've got Scott Ritchie up there. Bob Osmussen will be in Chicago this evening, so you can listen to the Monday Night News Gazette Sports Page show. Tonight, they'll have coverage from Chicago on the first day, all the way to 11. And then Scott Beatty will do a two-hour sports talk tomorrow night from 4 to 6 from Chicago. So we'll have it covered for you as we try to get ready for football here just over a few weeks. What is that now? 6 weeks away, I guess, from the start of the football season and just a couple of weeks or less away from the start of football practice. Then Wednesday, I'll be back in this studio chair in the 10 a.m. hour. The cast of Annie from the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company will join us for a little while in the 10 o'clock hour. 9 o'clock hour, Julie Paletti, who is retiring at the end of this month from the men's basketball office. And she has worked with three different coaches, Bruce Weber, John Gross, and Brad Underwood. She is retiring, and so we'll talk to her about what it's like to work in the men's basketball office. I mean, she's, the heartbeat of that office. And so we'll talk to her on Wednesday. Also, a DSC event coming up later in the week we'll tell you about that's coming up in August with Todd Lindsay and Dale Morrissey. We'll have open line time on Friday as well and Thursday. And then Flashback Friday at the end of the week, 10 a.m., the last hour of the last Friday of the month. Flashback Friday, yes, it's that time of the month again. So we'll do it at the end of the week to close out the week. And then Robert Steigman, Justice Steigman, will be with us next Monday here in this studio. So we've got it packed with phone calls, emails, and texts from you on the open line conversations along the way, and then sprinkling in a few things along the way as well. All right, lots of other things to cover as well. Sports, the British Open, one of my favorite events. An Italian wins a major for the first time ever. I was surprised by that, but it's true. And they had the big reunion over the weekend for the 2007 Illini football team. Ron Zook and a lot of well-known members, of course, Juice Williams and Rashard Mendenhall and Martin O'Donnell and all those guys were back together again over the weekend. So I'm sure that was great to have them back together and visiting and catching up 10 years after Illinois made that run to the Rose Bowl in football. All right, we'll take our opening break. We'll open it up, 356-9397. Castle Heating and Cooling text line 3515-357 and email us talk@wdws.com. Today in studio, tomorrow in Chicago, here on Penny for Your Thoughts. Back in a moment. All right, back on Penny for Your Thoughts. I believe that would be tomorrow for Sports Talk. We've got the Monday night show up there. We'll be covering some of that, just to make a note of that. 356-9397 is how you can join us on the phone lines. You can text us, Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 3515-357, or email us, talk@wdws.com. Some of the national stories. White House says President Trump's threatening tweet shows he's not going to tolerate critical rhetoric from Iran. The president tweeting in all caps today. I mean, that's, if you're in social media, that's like, I guess, yelling at somebody, right? But anyway, he has been tweeting at the Iranians. That's a big national story today, big national and international story. U.S. Coast Guard says it's planning to raise a duck boat that sank in a southern Missouri lake during powerful winds, killing 17. The work to recover the Ride the Ducks boat from Table Rock Lake is scheduled to begin this morning about 9 a.m. The boat went down last Thursday night in the Branson area after a thunderstorm generated strong winds. The boat is submerged in about 80 feet of water. It's down in Branson. Divers expected to swim down to the vessel, connected to a crane, which will lift it to the surface. Divers already recovered a digital recorder from the boat. National Transportation Safety Board and U.S. Coast Guard hoping the recorder will assist in their investigation into why that boat sank. And there was a shooting up in Canada. I don't know if you saw that. CBS, I know, has been covering this a little bit. Ontario's police say a second person is dead after gunman shot 14 people in Toronto's Greektown neighborhood. A spokeswoman for the province's Special Investigations Unit says three people are dead, including the gunman in the Danforth Street attack. No further details given on the second victim. So I don't know if it's two or three, but they say they shot 14 up in Toronto. So that story out of Canada. And I don't know if you've seen this. It's the hottest day so far this year. The temperature in Tokyo, Japan, it doesn't ever get really this hot, 102 degrees over in Tokyo. Japan and South Korea experiencing an extended heat wave that has been blamed for 50 deaths in those two countries. And I don't know if you've heard about this as well, harsh drought conditions in part of the American West, pushing wild horses to the brink and forcing extreme measures to protect them. Federal land managers have begun emergency roundups in the deserts of western Utah and central Nevada. Volunteers in Arizona and Colorado hauling thousands of gallons of water and truckloads of food for wild horses on remote grazing grounds. So those are some of the leading national stories today. We'll get into some of the local stories as well here as we move our way along. Got a text in from Benny. Says, good morning, Brian. I was watching SportsCenter last night. Did you know that Keith Olbermann was back on ESPN? The last I heard was he didn't like living in Bristol, Connecticut. Well, he's worked so many different places over the years. He'll probably take any job he can get right now. So, yeah, I did not. I'd heard he was going back to ESPN possibly, but I have not watched SportsCenter in quite a while. And they tell us Illinois picked last in the Big Ten West on 28 of 28 media ballots. That's the word from Chicago. Let's go to the phones at 918. Hi, Linda. Good morning.
Oh, Good morning. I was watching the CBS News this morning, and there's a story on there about a shooting down in Florida where a man was shot by another, and no charges was filed. They called it the right, the stand your ground, that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, what happened is a lady and her boyfriend and the children went to a convenience store. She was driving. She parked in a handicapped spot. The boyfriend, you know, all adults, when I say boyfriend, it's because they weren't married. The boyfriend and the five-year-old went inside the convenience store to get some snacks. Another man came up and told the woman she shouldn't park in a handicapped parking space. And he was pointing at the non-handicapped spots. And, you know, she was giving him a little lip, and I'm sure he was giving her lip also, which I might have done myself to somebody parked in a handicapped spot. Anyway, the boyfriend came out of the convenience store and saw this guy mouthing off at his girlfriend, and he came up and he pushed down the guy complaining about who was parked in a handicapped spot. And the guy that was pushed down pulled out his gun, shot and killed the guy who had pushed him down. CBS is saying that the guy was shot for parking in the wrong parking space. To me, he was shot because he got violent. Now, the guy that did the shooting, I think he overreacted by shooting. He pulled his gun and he should have said something like, stay away from me, because the other man looked to me like he was backing up. I think there was some overreaction, but it was not over where the parking was. It was over the guy getting violent and knocking him down.
As a result of the whole dispute over the parking spot.
Right.
Basically, yeah.
But what they would have said, and I heard them say it twice, he was shot for parking in the handicapped parking space.
Yeah. And that's not quite the whole story.
That's not quite the whole story.
Yeah.
And I think, because I am a Second Amendment person, I think that the guy had a right to be carrying a gun, but I think he definitely overreacted when he shot. Yeah, you know, because there were no more motions made at him. You know, he was knocked down, but that was the extent of it. So, well, anyway,
yeah,
wanted to vent a little.
You all know you're fine, and Florida is one of 20 states, by the way, because I'm reading the exact story you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
20 states have the stand your ground laws, which generally allow the use of lethal force for self-defense without the duty of trying to escape.
I agree with that. I just think that he overreacted.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah. Well, it's you know, it's easy when you're it's like quarterbacking a football team. You know, second guessing. You can always you know, sit back and go, well, if I'd have been in that spot, I'd have done this. But in the heat of the moment, you don't know what you'd do. So.
And Mr. Sportscaster, because you brought up quarterbacks this weekend, that reunion of the 08 Rose Bowl team.
Yes.
Reminded me, I have a grandson who is a big sports fan. He was just like 3 years old at that time. And we were watching Sports Center, and they were talking about the Illinois team. And you know how they often have the helmets sitting out?
Mm-hmm.
At 3 years old, he saw the Illinois football helmet sitting there, and he says, oh, that's the Juicy Juices.
That's great. Yeah, well, you know, Juice had that catchy name, and he was
absolutely
good.
Absolutely, absolutely, and very much impressed the three-year-old. So anyway, thank you for letting me talk.
Thank you, Linda. I appreciate the phone call.
Okay.
You bet. Have a great Monday and a great week. 356-9397. Yeah, the Stand Your Ground laws, again, generally allow the use of lethal force for self-defense without the duty of trying to escape. Stand Your Ground allows a person to use deadly force if they think they're about to face imminent death or great bodily harm. So that's the story. If you want to read it, you can just Google it. It's in USA Today, the story that Linda's talking about. 9:22 here at DWS. Some of the local stories today, a financing snag. Ben Zigerman reporting on this story in the News Gazette. And our newsroom, of course, has been covering it all morning with Michael Kaiser as well. The on-again, off-again effort to save the Burnham Mansion appears to be off again. This more has to do with the property they're trying to move it to. And getting that purchased, U of I alum Chris Zank, who's overseeing the project, says the process of getting a loan to acquire land is stalled. So he says unless someone buys the lot at 501 West Church outright, it provides a temporary home for Burnham. The project is off. He faces a Monday deadline to present Unit 4 with proof of purchase of the vacant lot. Otherwise, the school district can pull out of the deal and demolish the historic structure. So, looks like he's caught up in a little bit of the time it takes to get loans and money that you need to do to buy property. It just doesn't happen right away. So we'll see what happens there on the story with Burnham Mansion. And five area school districts on the state's radar for racial disparity in student discipline, according to preliminary numbers released by the State Board of Education. Those districts include Champaign Unit 4, Danville, Georgetown, Hoopston area, and Westville. And the data from the state showing students of color being disciplined more often than they likely should based on how much of the student population they make up. Now, a state board spokesperson says the list may look different in the fall once the 17-18 school year data is added. And then officials reach out to districts to work on improvement plans. But there is a little bit of confusion. They say that they may scrap some of the earlier numbers and see what the numbers look like again in the fall. So we'll see whether you're on the list or off the list or whatever. So that is also in the news. Lindsay Ben Zigerman reporting on the Burnham story. Lindsay Jones and from the News Gazette in our newsroom covering the racial disparity story as well. You probably heard those stories all morning here on the radio. The list isn't final. The 84 districts on it were selected because of the racial disproportionality and punishments from the 2014-15, 15-16, and 16-17 school years. And they used the data from 2014 to 2017. And again, complicating matters, the ISBE plans to scrap the earliest years of data and add to 2017-18 school data before reaching out to districts again in October. The Westville superintendent, Seth Miller, curious about the school's placement on the list, called ISBE to ask what it meant. And Unit 4 sent out Orlando Thomas, the Director of Achievement and Student Services, in an email statement to the News Gazette, said the district has already taken successful steps without ISBE intervention. And he says for the last 2 years, Champaign Unit 4 School District's been focused on improving discipline practices and creating an equitable system that supports all students. And he says, as a result of our efforts, we saw improvement reflected in the 2017 data, including a decrease in the number of suspensions, 48%. He says, however, more work is needed to improve racial disproportionality. That's a big word on a Monday, isn't it? to say. All right, 356-9397. You can text us, Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357, or email us, talk@wdws.com. So those are some of the stories that are out there, anywhere from Iran to school discipline. If you've got another story you want to mention, another situation you want to bring up, feel free to do that. Charlotte Jolly from Cunningham's going to pop in here for a couple of minutes here in the next half hour, and then more open line time as well. We'll broadcast live from Chicago tomorrow morning, 9 to 11. From Radio Row at the Marriott in Chicago. We'll look forward to that. All right, welcome back. Penny for your thoughts. News Talk 1400 DWS. Open line time today. Got a text in. I was just listening to the lady who called in about the guy that got shot in the parking lot. This type of thing is going to happen more and more. There are certain people who feel like they are entitled to parking in those spots when they don't belong there. And when you call it to their attention, they immediately become combative. The guy that came out and pushed the other guy was twice his size. People need to respect handicapped parking spots. And email from Sarah says, I understand handicapped parking cannot be policed unless the strip mall, for example, has a security force. Even though you have a parking card with you, you are supposed to have the person owning it in the car. That email from Sarah, 9:30. Alan's with us just ahead of the news. Good morning, Alan.
Morning, Brian.
Hey.
Go ahead.
No, you renewed your football tickets, I see. That's what it says
Brian,
on the screen.
I told you, huh?
Yeah, Ed scooped me on that. So.
Well, there was two reasons why I did. The Cardinals are getting themselves blowed out of the pennant race, and the cooler weather made me think about football a little more, so I decided to bite the bullet and again.
Well, they appreciate that, and I do too. And, you know, there's some games there at home that are winnable, right?
Oh, yeah.
So
My feeling is the South Florida game is the key.
Yep.
I think if they show they can beat a good team like that, that can set them off on a better footing. You know what I mean?
Oh, I understand. Yeah, and I think people are saying, "Hey, let's see some forward progress,
right,
and let's beat Rutgers, let's beat Minnesota, let's beat Purdue.
Right.
You know, let's win a couple of those early games, which they're expected to. I mean, just show some forward momentum, and that's what I think people are asking for this time.
I think even Maryland game should be for the taking, possibly.
I would think so. Yeah, they're not a great football team.
No. We'll have trouble against Penn State and Wisconsin, but other than that, I think everything else could be winnable.
Yeah, and that's the key.
All boils down to the quarterback, Brian.
Yes, it does. That's pretty much it right now. And there's a lot of other pieces there, but they got to get that to, you know, and we'll see how he does and who comes along, but they've got to get some depth there too. So,
well, surely somebody will be pretty decent, you would think.
I would think. They've recruited some good ones, I think.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Thanks,
Alan.
Yeah.
He renewed his football tickets. All right, Michael Kaiser is with us for the news. Back to the phone calls and the emails and the texts after the news.
A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart continues on News Talk 1400 WDWS. You can reach out to us on the phone at 217-356-9397. Email talk at WDWS.com or text on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line 217-351-5357.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
That is the theme from Cheers, of course. Play that because Woody Harrelson is 57 today. Woody Harrelson, 57 today. He was kind of the goofy guy at Cheers, if you remember that show. And of course, he's gone on to all kinds of movies now. A lot more sinister character in a lot of ways. Totally the opposite of who he was on that particular show. But he's 57 today. Also, Daniel Radcliffe played the title role in the Harry Potter movies, is 29. This was the day in 1986. Prince Andrew of Britain married Sarah Ferguson. They divorced 10 years later. 1903, the Ford Motor Company sold its first automobile, the Model A. And let's see here. This day in 1962, Jackie Robinson inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. And this is the famous Carrie Strug, You Can Do It, vault at the U.S. Olympics in Atlanta. Women's gymnastics clinching their first ever Olympic team gold medal. Maybe remember seeing that on television. I think it was tape delayed. I just always remember that. It wasn't live. It was tape delayed. It had occurred earlier in the day. And, of course, in this day and age, everybody would have already had videos of it all over the place by the time it aired. All right, back to the phones here this morning to Carl. Good morning.
Hey, Brian, how are you?
What's going on?
Well, I got a couple of things. Did you see or hear what Larry Fedora, the North Carolina head coach, had to say last week at the their conference media day?
No, I did not.
He said something like, well, football is declining, and if football declines, then the whole country will decline. It'll destroy the whole country.
If college football declines? Or football.
Well, football overall.
Football
decline.
And all.
Yeah.
Not more people playing it.
Yeah, I don't know why. You know, he said this, but it's like, come on, this is a game, coach. The country was around before there was football.
Yeah.
The country will be around after football.
Yeah. Well, there have been a lot of, as you know, there have been a lot of declining numbers in people playing youth football, I think, overall.
Yeah, well, people get worried. It's dangerous.
Yeah.
A couple of the best football fans I know didn't allow their sons to play football.
So you mentioned, I think you called me a few weeks ago about Comic-Con. It's done in San Diego?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you follow
it
that at all?
Yeah. Well, I haven't gone through the all the videos about the interviews and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But there have been releases of, let's see, there's going to be a Godzilla movie. A trailer for that was released.
Yeah.
Several different releases of television shows, and I think the big story that people, Entertainment Weekly, had the cover story of the woman Doctor Who, who's going to start this fall, and she was there with her fellow actors at panels. I haven't checked out the videos of those panels to see what they had to say, but so, in my opinion, it's no real big deal because they've been people have been talking about having a woman do the part for the last 30 some odd years.
Yeah, on Doctor Who
before the actress was born.
Yeah, wow. Well, that's pretty big news.
Yeah, well, see, the concept of the whole show is the character can change form. They had to do that because they didn't want to end the show and the original actor was in poor health. So they changed actors, and they've continued to do that over the course of the years. There was a big hiatus of about 20 years, 15 years for the program, but overall it's been running since 1963.
Yep, my daughter introduced me to it a little bit. I don't continue to watch it on a regular basis, but I got a taste of it a few years ago.
Yeah, it's a great show if they have good writing. But anyway,
yeah. All right, hey, Carl.
I won't bother you anymore today.
Nope, you haven't bothered me at all. Thank you, Carl.
Okay, bye.
Appreciate it. Text in Castle Heating and Cooling text line. Russia didn't make me vote for Trump. Hillary did. That's a short one. Also a text in, Castle Heating and Cooling text line. Did I hear Linda correct? The gentleman carrying the gun overreacted. Yes, he overreacted. The other guy is dead over a parking spot. I'd suggest they both overreacted, but one person is dead, and all because a guy was pushed to the ground. Senseless killing because someone can carry a gun and kill with the slightest threat. Get off the ground, state you have a gun, and call police. I don't understand how the man with a gun isn't getting charged with anything. That text on the text line, 351-5357. I'm just curious if you've had a lot of our listeners, talking about you in general, have a lot of experience with, you've got the handicapped parking spots. There are a lot of them at various, you go to Target, you go to Walmart, you go anywhere, there's a lot of them. Do you sense there are people that are abusing the privilege? In other words, do they have a permit somebody in their family uses, or they take them to the store, but when they don't take them to the store, they just use the spot because they have the tag? I mean, you sense that goes on a lot around, just in general, it's human nature or not? And apparently that's what somebody got this all started, was a handicapped spot. I'm sure, like anything else, there's probably people that push the envelope on that. But don't know what your experience is or what your thoughts are on it. If you have something you'd like to add to that, you can certainly do that, following up on what Linda talked about, the overall story in Florida that we were talking about a little bit earlier. 356-9397 on the phone lines today. You can join us. We'll take a break here. Charlotte Jolly is going to jump in with us for a couple of minutes from the Cunningham Children's Home. Get a quick update on how the Kendall Gill golf outing went a couple of weeks ago and the Honor 2 program. We'll do all that after this. Time out on Penny for Your Thoughts. Penny for Your Thoughts, 356-9397. All the way from the president tweeting in all caps to Iran's leader. We've been talking about that a little bit. They're raising that boat in Missouri and that Branson accident that killed 17, 9 from one family. What a horrible story that was. And talking about handicapped parking spots today, that has been an early topic this morning. So if you want to weigh in on that, you can certainly do that. And a little football talk as well here. Big Ten Media Day is underway up in Chicago. We'll be up there tomorrow from 9 to 11. Broadcasting live from there. We'll have coverage with the News Gazette sports reporters. They'll be up there. I think Scott Ritchie and Bob Osmussen up in Chicago. Steve Kelly back here with Matt Daniels, and they'll talk the first day of Big Ten Media Day, and then Illinois' turn at the podium comes up tomorrow, and we'll be covering all of that with players and coaches and so forth tomorrow, both on this show and on Sports Talk. 356-9397. Charlotte Jolly jumps in with us here for a couple of minutes.
Good morning, Brian. Very well. How
good.
Are you?
Cunningham Children's Home.
Yes.
And the Honor 2 program. We'll talk about that here for a moment. But the Kendall Gill golf outing.
Wow.
How did that go?
It was so much fun. It was hot, but we had 37 teams. So that just shows you the great response we get from the community. Mm-hmm. And I don't have the final figures, but it looks like we've raised more than we have in the previous year. So, you know, that's always great. We have a large gap to fill between what we get reimbursed and the true cost of care for our kids, and every little bit helps.
Tell us about Honor 2, TWO.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yes. It is honoring two of our faves. We have many people who have come around us and loved us, but specifically related to the Education and Recreation Center, Coach Lou Henson and his wife Mary, and Kendall Gill and his wife Wendy have been incredible supporters. This project was in the works back in 2007, believe it or not, as part of our original master plan. And it was Coach Henson who walked into our gym and said, "No child should have to play ball in this gym." So, you know, it's funny in one sense, but it's really sad in the other, that it's taken us, you know, the board has been very intentional about trying to use what we have well. And just 2 years ago, the board said, we really need a new facility to meet the needs of the kids that we're serving. And they have higher and higher needs. And the building that is currently under construction is just beautiful and has the space we need, designed with pullout spaces, special therapy rooms, different things to really help them. So we're just so thankful that Coach Henson and Mary have really helped us get the word out about the need. And the same with Kendall and Wendy. They've been huge supporters from the very beginning.
Charlotte Jolly with us for a couple of minutes. You can see it when you drive. It's right across from the Urbana Country Club, right?
That's right.
The building's going up.
Yes.
And everything.
50,000 square feet. It'll have a gym that will have special therapy offices. You know, our kids, because of the trauma that they've been through, a lot of the physical, large motor movement kinds of activities help to retrain their brain. It helps them to learn to self-regulate themselves. So if they've been through something difficult, you think about a lot of our kids are diagnosed with PTSD. Mm-hmm. So we think about that in a war situation or in battle. Well, our kids have been through such toxic stress that it takes that physical exercise, learning to bounce a basketball, those kinds of things that actually help to stimulate different parts of their brain that can help them to learn to regulate their bodies and their emotions. Mm-hmm. So all of this goes into play in this new building that we're putting together, including academics.
Right. So how can people help?
Well, what we're hoping is, and what we believe is, that we have a community that really sees what Coach Henson and Kendall have done for our community. And so we're asking those who feel the same way to honor them with a gift to the Education and Recreation Center. If they go to cunninghamhome.org, our website, they can find out more information. But we're in the final stages of fundraising for this campaign. We want to do it with a big splash, honor these two guys that we just believe have done so much for our communities, and they always look out for the least of those. And so in this case, they are looking out for our kids and making sure that they get the academics and the behavioral health services that they need to be able to go on and be wonderful, meaningful people in our community.
All this for the Cunningham Children's Home. The website again, and who else should they call you?
Sure, they can call me. My number is 337-9073. That's 217-337-9073. They can also go to the website, which is cunninghamhome.org, or they can reach out to me by email, sjolly@cunninghamhome.org. I would love to just have a conversation. We're talking about some larger gifts to be able to, we want to hang banners in the new gym. It's actually the Coach Lou and Mary Henson Gymnasium, named after them for their support. We want to hang banners from the ceiling like you would think about championship banners, but have names of people who want to show their support for all that they have done. And we have different multi-year pledges and gift levels, so we'd love to be able to talk to people about their
Good to have you here.
Yeah,
Charlotte,
thanks, Brian.
Thank you. You ready
always.
For football season?
I am ready, yes. I have to tell you, I don't follow sports, but my husband, Rocky, definitely does. Mm. So he keeps me in tune with what's going on.
Well, we're getting closer all the time.
I know. It is exciting for you guys who follow it and live and breathe it. It is an exciting time. We're looking forward to good things for the Illini.
Thanks, Charlotte.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, good luck with all of that. That's Charlotte Jolly from the Cunningham Children's Home. Give them a call. Stop by the website to help with the Honor 2 program, honoring, of course, Kendall Gill and Lou and Mary Henson with all going on out there. Very good. All right, add a quick timeout. Back to the phone calls and emails. Got a text here about the fake dossier. We'll talk about that here in a moment. All right, back on Penny for your thoughts. Appreciate Charlotte popping in here for a few minutes. We'll be headed for Chicago later today. Broadcast this show live tomorrow from Big Ten Media Day. A lot of sports over the weekend. Tiger Woods made quite a run, didn't he, at the British Open? It's just hard to believe. Tiger's really over 40? I think that's right. It was on this day in 2000 that he won his first British Open. Let's see, in 2000 he was 24. Yeah, so 24, and if you go 20 years out from that, or 18 years out from that, yeah, he's right about, 40 years old, right? All right, 356-9397. Somebody texts in, you're going to mention the fake dossier today. Well, let's see here. What's under that? Let's check. Russia probe. DOJ releases heavily redacted FISA documents on Carter Page. Headline also says FISA release supports Nunez memo. And the president says, looking more and more like campaign was illegally spied upon. Those are some of the headlines there on the Russia probe. That certainly has been a big story. Byron York with a story on that in the Washington Examiner. And the New York Times also with a story on that as well. So anyway, that's some of the news on that. You can text us, as always, on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357, and you can email us, talk at wdws.com. The Big Ten Media Days did start today, by the way, up in Chicago, and several of the coaches, Jim Delaney, will be speaking a little bit later today. He's always a headliner up there in Chicago. And everybody will get kind of their appetite whetted, I guess, for college football, which isn't all that far off. If you ever need a collision repair on your vehicle, of course, Gallo Miller Paint and Collision Repair is a full-service collision repair facility. They know having a car accident is a serious matter. Choosing the best collision repair specialist is also very serious. Dave Miller and Bill Gallo are very passionate about their business. They truly care. That's one of the reasons they put their last names on the business this year. Marks another year in the business. They've repaired over 23,000 vehicles. I think that vehicle number is a lot higher now. Dave and Bill can tell you everything you'd like to hear about collision repair, but they'd rather prove it. And their motto is, where action speaks louder than words. Gallo Miller Paint and Collision Repair works with all insurance companies to ensure your vehicle's return to factory safety specifications, and all backed with a written lifetime warranty as long as you own the vehicle. And it is a hassle, no doubt about it. No time is a good time for an accident and to get your car repaired. I mean, it just messes your whole world up, doesn't it? It's the last place you want to be. But they're there to make this as painless as possible. Dave and Bill, Gallo Miller, place to go. Free estimates always offered. Conveniently and centrally located, I-74 between the Neal Street and Prospect exits. You can go to GalloMiller.com for more information. 9:58 here on DWS. We'll have open line time in the second hour. Again, up from Chicago tomorrow, 9 to 11. Julie Paletti will join me in the first hour on Wednesday. Julie is a longtime basketball office manager for men's basketball. Cindy Butkovich did that for many years there at the U of I men's basketball. Julie took over for her years ago, worked for three different coaches. So we'll talk about her impending retirement. We've got the cast from Annie during the course, in and around some open line time on Wednesday, open line on Thursday in the first hour. Todd Lindsay and Dale Morrissey will stop by from DSC, an event. They always do a Jimmy Buffett event, I think, don't they? I think that's what they do. Big fundraiser. We'll talk about that coming up. We'll have Flashback Friday in the hour on Friday among the shows. And then next Monday, a week from today, will be Justice Robert Steigman. We were going to have him on earlier this month, but he had to change it. So we'll have him on next Monday as we get ready for the month of August. And had a few texts and emails about parking spaces, handicap parking spaces. If you want to weigh in on that as we start the second hour, think about it during the news coming up here at 10, and you can share your thoughts with us here on Penny for Your Thoughts. And I've also got a few other, in case you missed it, stories that may intrigue you a little bit. And you've heard about the rescue from that cave in Thailand. We'll tell you how many movies, potentially, could come out of that. You'd think one or two, but there'd be a lot more than that. So I'll let you guess at what that might be here in the next hour. Open line time in hour number two. We're on Penny for Your Thoughts as we ease our way into the week on a Monday here in late July. Glad you're with us. WDWS, Champaign-Urbana at the Tone. It's 10 o'clock.
It's the second hour of A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart on News Talk 1400 WDWS. You can reach out to us on the phone at 217-356-9397, email talk at wdws.com, or text on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line 217-351-5357. Now, here's Brian Barnhart.
All right, we're back. Hour number two, Penny for Your Thoughts on a Monday. A busy week ahead. We'll head for Chicago today. Coverage for you tomorrow from Big Ten Media Day, day number two from 9 to 11. We'll work on lining up some different things for that show tomorrow. And then Julie Paletti on Wednesday and some other guests during the course of the week as well. 356-9397. And, of course, in and around all of that, open line time, always available. The Castle Heating and Cooling text line is always open. 351-5357. So if we're talking about one topic and you want to go back to another topic, feel free to bring it up. It's on the text line. You can jump in at any point. That's the beauty of the open line forum, is you can kind of drive the show the direction you want to go, or at least try to. Talked a little bit about handicapped parking spots. Don't know if that's been a I assume it is, but I don't use them, obviously, so I don't know if you've run across where it's a problem where people are parking in there when they shouldn't be. We're talking about that story. Linda started the show talking about the shooting down in Florida involving it started with a parking spot and wound up somebody getting pushed down. And then there was a stand your ground law in Florida, one of 20 states that have that. So don't know if you see that as a big problem as far as people abusing the privilege of the handicapped spots. But there are a lot of them. If you park anywhere, you'll see them all over the place. Not always used to full capacity, but they are available. And don't know what you think about that particular issue, or if it's even an issue at all, if you haven't run across any of it. But if you have, we can certainly talk about that today. I've got a few, in case you missed it, stories I think you'll find interesting today. We can comment on any of those. If you want to bring up anything about the release over the weekend, the heavily redacted FISA documents on Carter Page, that was a big headline. I found this interesting. NBC Wall Street Journal poll after Helsinki, the president's approval at the highest of his presidency. In that poll, ABC with a poll that says the president gets low marks for Helsinki. And the president says fake news used every bit of their energy to disparage the summit. So those are some of the headlines that I'm reading through today. Democratic senator from Indiana uses praise for the president in his campaign ad. Of course, Indiana state that the president won by a wide margin. Always interesting to watch what the politicians do from those states that the president won by a big margin, not just by 8 or 10 points, but by like 19 and 20 and 30 points, how they handle their campaigns, the ones that are up for election, especially in the Senate this year. Of course, everybody in the House is up for election every 2 years. So anyway, those are just some of the headlines today. 356-9397. Text line, Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357, or email us, talk at WDWS.com. Again, we mentioned the Burnham Mansion. They're trying to acquire the property. The deadline for acquiring the property is today that they want to move it to. That's the vacant lot at 501 West Church. If you're headed out on Church and you go by, Meyer Capel, and you've got Westside Park, well, it's that big lot right there on the west side there of Westside Park. Right across the street there is the place where that is. We have a text in. Here are great examples of bad presidential performances when the President Obama gave $4.1 billion to a country like Iran and forcing Americans to buy health insurance and not saying anything when Kim Jong said, we're going to do a preemptive nuclear strike against the USA, and a U.S. carrier group wanted to dock in Hong Kong. The Chinese would not let them, and Obama never said a word about it. That is from Tom this morning on the text line. And again, you can send those anytime during the show. The other local story had to do with five area school districts on the state's radar for racial disparity in student discipline. Among those, Danville, Georgetown, Hoopston area, Westville, and Champaign Unit 4 on that list. You can hear about that on our newscast. You can read it in the News Gazette as well today. Let's go to the phones. Bill, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am good. This is a great day for a county fair.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I'm the fair president.
Oh, good.
I thought I'd just check in with you and let you know how things are going on around here.
Yeah, feel free. Go ahead.
Morning, we got livestock shows going on right now. It's just up there, and we got a nice crowd. And then tonight we got an inaugural event. We're going to have draft horse teams competing in front of the grandstand and the big six horse hitches like a certain beer company takes around worldwide. There'll be many horses hitched too, and that's quite an impressive visual to see a mini horse next to a draft horse that weighs over a ton.
Mm-hmm.
And that show starts at 5 o'clock tonight. Since it's a brand new show that we've never had before, we're going to start it with a real low intro price. You can get a real close box seat ticket for $4 each, or $2 up in the general admission. And I'm really looking forward to that. We had a lot of horses show up. We're going to fill the barns up for that, so it should be quite a show to see.
Oh, wow. And what time was that again tonight?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then tomorrow night we've got the 7, we've got harness racing. Wednesday, we've got motorcycle races in the evening. Thursday, we've got Motor Madness, which is a group of different motor events and jumps and such. And it's kind of like a cross between motocross and demolition derby. It's quite entertaining.
Yeah. I'm trying to envision that, but yeah, I'm trying to put that in my mind, but yeah.
I don't know how to describe it any differently, but then on Friday we got the big country music show with Trace Atkins, Tracy Lawrence, and Confederate Railroad, all three on the same stage, same night, and the advanced ticket sales for that show are just phenomenal.
Mm.
We set some records and online sales, and I think that's going to be a great show. Trace Atkins was here once before and put on a great show. And three stars on the stage in the same night should be quite a show.
I would think so. Yeah, that's a great week, and looks like the weather is going to be good for you most of the week. And, I'd love to have this weather when I was showing sheep all those years ago.
Yeah, instead of that 100-degree stuff every day. Then we close out Friday with the tractor truck pulls all day. We start at 11 a.m. and then there'll be a pause in the middle of the afternoon, and we start back up again, and we'll close out the fair Saturday night.
Yeah, now do you do the tractor pulls with the old tractors too, or are they all the bigger ones now?
Well, they call it the barnyard class, the little older ones.
Yeah.
There are still some of those, but a lot of them now are just like they're like dragsters.
Yeah.
And they're quite impressive.
Yeah. That's what I've seen. Well, that's great. Mm-hmm. It's a great lineup, and people should check it out. I mean, again, the weather's going to be great for all of this, so we appreciate the update, Bill.
Sure. And You can roam the grounds and entertain yourself and eat like a king all day long and just see free things once you get in the grounds, and it's only $5 to get in the ground. So come on out. We'll have a great time.
Plenty of parking over there. So,
oh, yeah.
That's good. All right. Thank you, Bill.
You bet. Have a good day.
You bet. Great to hear from you. There you go. Boy, I showed a lot of sheep in a lot of hot weather in hot barns. Wow. I'd have given anything for weather like this. I mean, you wrestle those sheep around, it gets hot. You lose a little weight. Maybe that's what I need to do, is just go do some of that. Help the kids out. Don, how are you today?
Hey, good. How you doing?
Good.
Well, the president of the fairgrounds just reminded me. Don't want to bum everybody out. Me and my wife went out yesterday. They had one game in the midway. You roll the ball and the horses move. They used to have one where you sprayed the gun, the horses moved. You tried to put the ring around the pop bottle. They used to have the little quarter things there that shake. They used to have the game where you had the little stick and tried to put it in the bottle. You know, they had one single game out there, one single game in the midway. They used to have the things where you could buy the flags, the little fans. You used to be able to look at the belt buckles and the belts and all, nothing. Mm. One game. That was it.
Really?
They had one game, six rides, and a dozen food places. That was it.
Oh, wow.
But, I mean, it was still a good time. We spent, I don't know, $35-$40 for a bottle of water, a lemonade shake-up, and a funnel cake. One funnel cake, not one each. It was $35. But anyway.
So are funnel cakes good? I don't.
They're great. They're great. Yeah. They're awesome.
Okay.
Can't beat them. I mean, that's the whole reason we go. But, yeah, I mean, it's the only time you can really get them around here, and they were really, really good.
Yeah.
And they had one stand that I did want to check out because they had about everything. They had Philly steak and cheese. They had steak on a stick, all this stuff, and it looked really good. And I seen them making a Philly steak and cheese, and it was plenty, believe me. I can't remember the name of it. It's one of the most notable ones out there, and I think they got two. It was great. But what I was calling was, so our greatest president since Abraham Lincoln has made Iran mad, and we care. Why do we care? Iran? Come on. We're still, I don't know. I don't know. You can talk to Russia. Could you just imagine for 1 second, if Trump and Putin during that meeting, if they would sign an agreement to give Putin 20% of our uranium. Could you imagine that?
So you're not worried about Iran then?
Not at all. What can they do?
Yeah.
What can they do? What can they do to us?
I don't know if that. They've stirred up a lot of hornet's nests in the Middle East. I mean, they got their fingers all over the place, in Lebanon and in Syria. And I mean, they're trying to get a nuclear weapon, right?
Good luck with that. I mean, you know, they would have been a lot further away if it wasn't for the last 8 years. But, you know, I come on, man. Really, that's a liberal thing there. We can't get away from the Middle East. Are you kidding me? What's the size of Iran?
Oh, it's pretty big.
Is it?
It's bigger than you think.
Oh, I know it's good size. I mean, but how many? What's their army? I mean,
well, pretty good size, I think. But
really, yeah. I always see them in like pickup trucks.
Well, I don't know about that, but they've got big numbers, so.
I don't know. Right. It's crazy. We should not be worried about Iran.
All right. Hey, thanks, Don. All right.
Yeah,
glad you enjoyed the funnel cakes. 356-9 went from funnel cakes to Iran. How about that? 356-9397 on the phone lines. Israel's very much, I mean, they're always talking about Iran. So if they're worried about it, we probably should be worried about them. Right? All right, let's go to Rick. Hey, Rick, good morning.
Yes, good morning. So it is. Hey, I've got a question for you and maybe some of the other listeners. I'm not sure if I heard on the radio news or TV news that Illinois is allowing sports betting on either college and or pro sports. And if that's the case, Are there facilities locally there in Champaign-Urbana that a person could walk into and place a bet on either college or pro sports?
Well, I'm trying to think, Rick.
They used to have a off-track betting.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's still operational.
Yeah, I think that's dwindled a little bit, from what I understand. I don't know the exact reason why, but I know that they had the Supreme Court ruling, and then New Jersey was the one that had brought the case about getting legal sports betting, which I think they've just started. I don't know if Illinois has reached that point yet, or they're just talking about it.
Oh, I see. Okay. But, well, you answered my question, Ann. Well, I imagine that there would be commercial advertisements given to your radio station to promote their business of accepting wagers from the individuals that chose to do so.
Yeah, I think it's up to the legislatures, I think, is what they basically said, is if you want to do it and can get it passed, then go for it. I know talking to...
It's a wonder they haven't done it, because if anything that would generate revenue for our broke state, they should be jumping on that big time.
I would think so. That'd be a lot of money there, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, thank you for your time and information, sir.
Thank you, Rick. Bye. Yep, unless something's happened that I don't know about recently. But, of course, we're on summer break now in the legislature, so... But they are talking about it. I know talking to the sports people over at the U of I, they're like, hey, it's way too early to tell when that ruling came out, talking to Josh and others about what that means for college sports betting. It was kind of in the early assessment stage at that point. So unless the legislature's done something I don't know about here recently in regards to that. But I know the Supreme Court says they can. You can do it now, and it's up to the legislatures to do it. Hey, Sam, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Brian?
Good.
First of all, I'd like to comment about the handicapped parking.
Yes.
My wife is a double amputee, and she has a hang tag, and I drive her around town and everything. I pulled in at Walgreens on Bloomington Road, and I parked in the handicapped parking. My wife is in the car with me. And I forgot to hang the tag up, but I went inside to pick up a prescription, and I come back out, and there was a gentleman standing there talking to my wife. And by the time I got in the car, and I said, what was that about? And she said that he was questioning her about being parked there, but he didn't know that she was an amputee, and she told him where she can't drive, and my husband is inside. And he forgot to hang the tag, and she got the tag out, which I thought was completely legit. It was my fault for not hanging it up when I pulled in there.
Yeah, and I'm sure that probably happens time and again, where people might forget or, you know, not remember to do a certain thing with that. I guess my question would be too, Sam. I mean, if she's not with you, do people that have those, do they normally park there anyway? If say your wife isn't with you.
Yeah, I don't do it.
Okay.
Yeah, people does it, but I make it a point to park in a regular parking space. But it says on the tag, I can use it when she's with me, and I do.
Yeah. Well, very good. That's a good story. Thank you, Sam, for your input on that.
Okay, thank you.
Great to hear from you. Back to the phones again to James. Good morning, James.
Hey, how you doing there, sir?
Good.
I just wanted to comment about the county fair.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I was in 4-H, and my father was a fifth farm advisor for Champaign County. And I got to work at the 4-H food stand down by, you know, the agriculture part, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What's the worst night to work at the county fair if you work for the sheriff's department?
Boy, I don't know.
Wednesday night motorcycle race.
Is that right?
They hate it, man. They're like, oh, God, no, don't make me do that.
So why is that? Just because more people drinking, or?
Crazy bikers like me.
Oh, okay. Crazy bikers like you, huh?
Well, I'm disabled now, so the motorcycles are gone, but,
yeah.
Oh, well.
Well,
I like the county fair, but I'm disabled now, so I don't like walking that much unless I have to.
Yeah, well, if you do get out there, the weather ought to be good this week, so you won't get too hot. But
hey, I saw a TV show about fair food.
Yeah.
And, oh, man, some of the stuff they got, it's like, oh, hell, why would you want a fried Twinkie? I don't know.
Well, I think it's all part of the fun. It's probably not great for you, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, well, at least I'm staying home and staying out of trouble, so thanks for your time.
Hey, James, thank you. I appreciate that. 356-9397. Let's see here. Let's get John in. Hi, John. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Brian. There was a little incident about 3 weeks ago. I was in a handicapped parking area at the Circle K, and a young lady came up. She had long hair, and she was heavy set, and she just sort of berated me because I didn't have my handicap sticker up, and I couldn't believe she just happened to see a university police officer on a motorcycle, and she stopped him and told him that I was parked in the wrong place. And he turns around and said, well, ma'am, did you look at his license plates? And she said, well, he's not authorized to have those plates. He's not disabled. And he said, it says disabled veteran. What's the difference? He shouldn't have those plates.
Oh, wow.
So in one of those things, I remember Friday when I called in, I didn't call Trump a racist or nothing like that. I'm just saying I wish he would act like a president.
Yeah.
So when Don called in and said, you know, Dr. King made his statement, it's not the color of your skin, the content of your character. Well, Don, tell you the truth, my skin is the content of my character. And I carry it proudly, and my children carry it proudly. And I was always represent this country. So we're all in this together. It's just that if we don't stand up for something, we'll fall for anything.
All right. Hey, John, good call. Always appreciate hearing from you, okay?
Take care.
Yep, you bet. All right, we can talk some more about handicap spots here the remainder of this hour if you'd like. We can bring up something else if you'd like. You can certainly do all of that. And a couple of things, stories you may have missed along the way as well. We got news headlines with Mr. Kaiser here next, and then back to your phone calls, emails, and texts.
A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart continues on News Talk 1400 WDWS.
Penny for Your Thoughts. Nice day outside. What is it? 74. A lot of sunshine. 10:38 here on DWS. Penny for Your Thoughts. Open line time today. We'll be with you from Chicago. We'll go mobile tomorrow. We'll go all the way up to Chicago. We'll have coverage up there tonight on the News Gazette sports page. Steve Kelly will be here, but Scott Ritchie and Bob Osmussen will be up there covering that. The first day of Big Ten Media Day. And then tomorrow is Illinois' day, along with other teams. They divide them up 7-7. I don't think there's any West Division, East Division, rhyme or reason, legends or leaders or anything like that. It's just, I don't know how they do it. But we're tomorrow. Normally we've been on Monday, but we'll be up there tomorrow 9 to 11 here on Penny for Your Thoughts. Mark your calendar for the double feature Illini movie night, Saturday, July 28th. Sponsored by Busey, featuring Despicable Me 3 at 6 o'clock, Black Panther at 8 p.m. You can watch it there on the stadium. Enter through gate 24. The doors open at 5:15, and that's the biggest screen you'll watch a movie on, I think. I don't know how they compare to the outdoor theater screens, but it's pretty big at Memorial Stadium. Enter through gate 24. Park in the northwest and northeast lots of the State Farm Center, as well as lot E14 across the way. Gather your family together for a fun, free event. Busey, pleased to partner with Fighting Illini Athletics for Illini Movie Night. First 500 to enter, get a free Illini popcorn bucket. Moviegoers welcome to bring their own food, drinks, and blankets onto the field. Concessions will be available, popcorn, candy, and more. Alcoholic beverages are not permitted. For this, need a seat for viewing the movies? Guests are welcome to sit in the stands on the west side of the stadium as an alternative to watching from the field. This note, though, lawn chairs are not permitted on the field. But this is going to be fun. 6 o'clock, Despicable Me 3, Black Panther at 8, Memorial Stadium, Fighting Illini and Busey teaming up for all of this. On Saturday, July 28th at Memorial Stadium, connect with Busey on Facebook, RSVP for the latest movie night information. Text in on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line says, I think people are abusing the Stand Your Ground law and killing innocent black people. Who walks around and starts fights with people over parking spots with a gun in his back pocket? The initial trigger, I guess, was the parking spot issue, but the pushing and shoving is what I think escalated it, obviously, quite a bit. And a text in, Illinois hasn't done anything yet with sports betting. Illinois late to the game as usual, the state. OTBs, off-track bettings have vanished thanks to horse racing being abandoned by the state. I knew there was a connection with horse racing. Wasn't sure. Dave Lone's off this week, so he could help me with that and explain that. But that's a text in on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357. Here's some other things you may have missed along the way. Always keep a kind of a file of stories that you may have missed. Doctors interrupt patients after just 11 seconds. It says here, when you explain the reason for your visit to your doctor, and this is just a very general story, I think the doctors I dealt with have been fantastic, but it says, when you explain the reason for your visit to the doctor, you better make it fast, with a new study finding that doctors on average spend just 11 seconds letting patients talk before interrupting them. Scientists got those results while studying interactions between patients and doctors at practices in Minnesota and Wisconsin. They only counted how long it took a doctor to interrupt if the doctor first said something like, "What can I do for you today?" or "Tell me what brings you in today," allowing the patient to direct the conversation. They noted that interrupting can help clarify or focus the conversation and therefore benefit patients, but added, yet it seems rather unlikely that an interruption, even to clarify or focus, could be beneficial at the early stage in the encounter. And the same study, again, this was at practices in Minnesota and Wisconsin. Additionally, only 36% of doctors even asked those kind of questions at the start to let patients direct the focus of the conversation. Researchers said there could be many reasons why doctors are interrupting patients so often, including a lack of communication training, time constraints, or burnout. Don't know what you do with any of that. It does. Well, when you go, though, and it's because they see a lot of patients, I guess. I mean, it's very much, and they go from room to room to room to room to room. I mean, they keep very, very busy schedules. I don't think there's any doubt about that. 356-9397. Another story. This kind of exploded on Twitter. A Forbes contributor, Forbes magazine contributor, wrote a piece suggesting we should get rid of public libraries and replace them with Amazon bookstores. And Twitter users were not happy about all that. Among the arguments was a gentleman who also is the chair of economics at Long Island University, are that technology makes physical books obsolete. That people go to places like Starbucks now to work and read instead of the library, and the libraries don't have as many public events as before because of school auditoriums. And this guy argues that, this was in Forbes, argues that erasing libraries would save residents tax money and help Amazon stockholders. One person pointed out some counterarguments, including that libraries have large e-book collections now, school auditoriums are not new, and libraries loan books for free, which Starbucks bookstores don't. The Twitter universe wasn't happy about the idea either, blasting the idea and emphasizing it would hurt lower-income people who rely on libraries. Well, we're very fortunate here. We've got a great library in Champaign, and I think they're essential. But I don't know what you think about that particular story. That was one you may have missed. And it says here, flying has gotten more cramped lately, but the good news is airline seats likely won't be getting any smaller. The Federal Aviation Administration reauthorization bill working its way through Congress requires the agency to set minimum seat width and pitch standards within a year. And in a separate move, the Department of Transportation Inspector General has begun to audit to determine whether evacuations in today's more cramped airline cabins can still meet the 90-second standard for deplaning passengers in the case of an emergency. A new study from a consulting firm, ICF, shows that in the U.S. domestic fleet, the average number of seats per aircraft has increased by nearly 8% over the last 15 years. So perhaps it's time for some regulation. That article from the Tennessean. Yes, the Urbana Free Library as well. In addition to the Champaign Library, we're very, very fortunate here. And, of course, we've got the big University of Illinois Library right in the middle of everything on campus. 1045 here at DWS, taking your phone calls, emails, and text. And let's take a quick break. We'll come back with more after this timeout here on DWS. Well, it's been a fun open line today so far. We can keep it going here for a few more minutes. 1048, we've covered everything from Iran to the dossier to the boat in Branson to handicap parking, if you have any comments on that. Do people abuse the handicap parking spots? I would assume at some point they probably do along the way, but there was a big story about a shooting in Florida that kind of escalated the into a shoving match, and eventually someone was shot. Stand Your Ground law came into effect down in Florida, one of 20 states that have that. And I mentioned the Thai cave rescue films. They say there are 6 of those in development. And whether they're all good or not, we'll see. But there are 6 of them out there, I guess, in development with the rescue from the cave in Thailand. 1049, let's go back to the phones to Carl. Good morning, Carl.
Hi, I'm calling because I'm just beginning my third day of not being on Facebook, and I'm going crazy.
Oh. That's been hard for you, huh? Some withdrawal.
Yeah, I, there's a site called Facebook Marketplace, and I would go through there and see what was out there, and if I wanted it, I'd go buy it or I'd get it free. But what happened was I went to my Facebook and it wasn't there and I couldn't get it. They said that I'd been scammed or fished or whatever, and I still didn't get it. And I know my phone number real well, and I know my 2 emails that I've had in my life, but I'm at wit's end. I go in there and they don't. It's not user friendly. I guess they got to be so tight.
Hmm.
I don't know what to go to. And,
I don't know if I can help you. I haven't had that happen yet. I know people a lot of times will, they'll jump on and say, "Hey, don't accept any this or that from me because I've been hacked." But
I can change my name and set up a new one. But I want my old one, and I want my names list because some of the people they're dead, and I can't get them anymore.
Right.
I like to see what people post on the year anniversary of somebody.
Oh, sure. Yeah, there's a lot of fun stuff on there that you miss if you don't see it.
So I got an email on my Yahoo account saying, "This is what you missed because you're not in your account." Well, I've always automatically been in there, so I'm seeing what I missed, but I can't go in as my name.
Hmm.
Well, so I just, when I was calling you, I just figure out where I might go because those guys are pretty smart and that's Fixit on campus.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if anybody can. We'll see if anybody can help you here before the show's over.
Yeah, I'm going to wait till 11 o'clock before I set off my radio in my car.
Okay. Thank you, Carl.
Okay.
Yep.
Bye.
Appreciate it. Yeah. If you know how to, I haven't had that happen to me yet. Knock on wood. Have you had that happen to you, Ed? Hmm. Okay. I'm sure there's a procedure you go through to try to go around that. But, yeah, I see it happen frequently. I mean, I'll say, "Hey, don't." I'll get a friend request from somebody, and I'm like, they've been my friend for like on Facebook for years, but why are they sending me another friend request? And then you'll see something later on that'll go, "Don't accept my friend request. I've been hacked." So. Hasn't happened to Ed because Ed's not on Facebook. Well, that's one way to not get hacked, right? Brian, good morning.
Yes, Brian. Brian, how does How does Whoopi Goldberg still have a job?
Are we talking about the blow up with the judge the other day?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, because she's Whoopi Goldberg, I guess, right?
Well, I mean, if it was a conservative, she'd have been long gone already.
Well, and for people that don't know, there was they got into a shouting match on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she Janine, is it Pereiro, left?
Yeah.
And then she was told, I guess she said she was, that Whoopi cursed at her and told her to get out, right?
Yeah, spit in her face, I heard.
Hmm. Yeah, that was, I was surprised she even went on the show, but.
Right. I call it the spew, you know.
Yeah.
I never watch it, you know. But, you know, they talk about all the tolerance on the left, and, cripe, you see stuff like that, and Pam Bondi, you know, getting run out of a place. And
no, well, that's the one. Was that the one Elizabeth Hasselbeck was on for a while?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's, yeah.
And I don't ever have time. I never am home to watch it. I never really watch it. But I the times I have seen it, they've had some interesting topics. But
yeah,
when they veer veer into the politics, sometimes it gets wacky. So
yeah, you got the love, you know, love lives here, love Trump, hate and all that stuff. And boy, you see all this venom coming. You see where most of the intolerance is coming from. I'll tell you that.
All right. Anything else, Brian? You going to the fair this week?
I'd like to go to the fair. You know, I used to live there when I was a kid, but the older I get, the less I get around, I think. Hmm. You know, it's like I go to bed at the time I used to go out, you know, when I was younger.
I just know for years and years I never paid to get in because I was an exhibitor. You know, I was showing showing the livestock, so.
I was always riding the rides. Back in the day, could get a coupon and ride a ride for 25 cents, and for $3 or $4, you could make a day of it, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, do you have a favorite ride?
I used to like the old Rocco plane back when they had them.
Wow.
It was like a kind of a Ferris wheel with a cage and had a little round circular thing in the middle, and I used to love that thing.
Well, the... The
octopus.
The octopus, yeah. The what's the tilt-a-whirl?
Tilt-a-whirl, yeah. Double Ferris wheel, you know, all of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're good. I used to do the bumper cars all the time, but as I got older, I got whiplashed a little bit, you know? I mean, that's those things.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I didn't get hurt, but I'm just saying, you know, you don't realize how hard those kids come at you.
Right.
In those bumper cars, and if you're, you know, in your 40s and 50s, and it's like, wait a minute.
You know, I used to work there and, you know, put up the Ferris wheel and that paratrooper ride, and I'll tell you what, that's some hard work there.
Oh, I bet. Yep.
Yeah.
Good hot work.
A lot of pieces in that Ferris wheel, I'll tell you.
I bet. All right, I got to run, Brian,
okay.
But go ahead. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Bye.
Yep, have a great day. Need to get to a break and back with more in just a moment. About to wrap it up for today. 356-9397 is always the number. You can join us tomorrow. We'll be with you from Chicago. Big Ten Media Day, day number 2 up there. Don't know if you saw Ritz is recalling certain crackers, 16 varieties of Ritz crackers. And Ritz Bits being recalled over salmonella fears. You can Google all that and kind of check it out for yourself. But the 16 varieties of Ritz crackers include the 10.8-ounce Ritz Everything Cracker sandwiches with cream cheese, 1.35-ounce Ritz Everything Cracker sandwiches with cream cheese, and the mixed cookie cracker variety. And they've got the dates of February 6, 7, 8 on them. So, I don't know. You can check that out. So far, no reported illnesses associated with consuming the recalled Ritz products, but that was a voluntary recall over the weekend. You may have seen something about that along the way. I love Ritz crackers, so I took note of that. And Ed says he just bought a huge box of Ritz crackers. All right. Well, check them out, Ed. Make sure you're okay. I think you're fine. But anyway, this is just something to keep an eye on. All right. That is going to do it for me today. Glad you're with us, and we appreciate your input today on all the various topics here today, everywhere from Iran to handicap parking to the fair. Had a lot of fun today. Be with you tomorrow from Chicago, 9 to 11. Big Ten Media Day coverage tonight as well and tomorrow on WDWS. Champaign-Urbana.